Richard, my intuition tells me that the world is changing, people are changing. Do you think estate agents are keeping up with that?
No, probably not most of the time, no. And sadly, because I love estate agents, I love working in this industry, they're great people, but it can be very isolating, insular. You just know what you know, you don't know what you don't know. And yet, if they were to look from the outside, as I feel I can in my capacity really as a sort of a consultant, I'm not in the business, I can look down and see what's happening. And I make it my business to look at other industries and how things are changing. And you look at so many industries, be it the music industry with Spotify, taxis with Uber, Airbnb, Booking.com, TripAdvisor, you name it. Everything else is changing out of all proportion in a really good way, generally. Most of the time, we really like what's happening because it's been driven by somebody, not by the consumer because they don't know much, but some entrepreneur, some inventor has said, actually, this is what the consumer would like. And we do.
Well, it's buying, most of it is buying time, isn't it?
It can be, yeah, absolutely. And it's control, it's time, it's convenience.
Instant gratification, I want it
Instant
now.
gratification, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Uber, I love Uber because I can go to my phone, bang, I can see where they are and all the things that go with Uber. So all that. But agents haven't tapped into that concept. And if you... If
Surely
you
going on Rightmove is all what it's all about, isn't it? He said cheekily.
well, if you... Well, I was just going to mention Rightmove, actually, because... If you look at why, if you ask the question, why has Rightmove been so successful?
Oh, I love them, by the way.
Yeah.
I will just add for the record, they've
Absolutely.
Made agents' jobs so easy. They haven't got to mess about putting in papers, they just whack it on there.
Okay, well, there is an argument to say. Yeah, I agree. It's a fundamental tool of the business. But if you look going way back before Rightmove,
was there such a time?
Well, absolutely, in the old days when I had hair. So what you would do then, you would have to, as a buyer, you'd have to register lots of different
Yes,
agents.
you would.
And they
Hot boxes,
yeah,
remember those
all
days?
those, yeah, absolutely, yeah. So you'd have to register lots of different agents and shop around a bit. What Rightmove did, they recognised that people wanted to go to one place
Yes.
and get access to everything,
Yes.
24 hours a day, free of charge, and don't hassle me. It ticks all the boxes.
Yes, yeah, so people don't have to put themselves on mailing
No,
lists anymore.
absolutely. So if you look at so many angles of what it is, it's about, I want it now, I want it all, I want it cheap, and don't hassle me. And that's why you've got the Booking.com or TripAdvisor type things. You can just go online, you get access to everything. You don't have to pay straight away and everything. By the way, most of the time people are paying a lot more than they expected, but that's another story. But the greatest example is the music industry. In the old days, if I wanted some music, I'd go out and buy my Van Morrison CD. I would own it. I'd pay my £15,
LP.
LP, cassette, whatever. And so I'd buy my CD, and it was mine. I'd own it. I could play it anywhere I wanted. What I really wanted that I didn't realize at the time was I actually wanted instant access to all music ever written across the history of time, free of charge, right now, 24 hours a day. As a consumer, I would have never dreamt that was possible. But the creators of Napster,
Yeah.
in the year 2000, I think it was, started to give people exactly that. All music, free of charge, don't hassle me. And Spotify have taken it to the next level. And we're happy to pay for Spotify to have the ads removed. So the way of harnessing all this for agents now is to recognize that people want it all, they want it now, they want it cheap. So that's why I've been suggesting that
That's what Purple Bricks is for,
agents,
isn't it?
Purple is just a low value agency. So they don't give that give it all give it now. I mean, what they do, so I think in this context, I'd see them as just another agency,
just another
but cheap, but cheap. They're not really that radical or groundbreaking. They're just cheap and cheerful. So that's fine. They still put their properties on Rightmove, So
come on, how are the consumers changing then?
So how are the consumers changing on this basis that they wanted all they wanted cheap, they want it now and everything? Agents really do have to recognize this is what the public wants and adapt their processes. So for example, for a first-time buyer particularly, now 50% of the market, first-time buyer, never used an agent before, goes into an agency and wonders why that agent can only show him three properties. He wants to see everything on the market. He wants to see them now, and not be charged, obviously. So why can't he do that? So then the agent says, oh, sorry, not on my books. And the buyer says, well, that's a bit stupid. That's not a very good service. So the agent who is willing to show other agents' stock as well.
Because we talked about that in a previous video.
Absolutely,
didn't we?
Absolutely. So, I mean, I know there's an agent in a letting agent, I think Martin & Co. in Chelmsford, I think it is. And she's great. Every week she'll do a video to her investors, her landlords, and she's saying, hi, it's, I can't remember her name. Let's
Emma
say
Frost.
Emma. Is it Emma? Right.
Yes.
Hi. Oh, Steve Frost.
Emma Frost, and Emma Roberts.
Right, right, yes. Okay. Emma. So she says, hi, it's Emma here with your weekly update on what's hot in Chelmsford. And here's the property behind me here. Great investment. This is the price. This is the expected yield. It's on the market with whichever other agent. She'll tell you the other agent. I thought, that's fantastic. That's what people want. And so she not only gets to show them that property and possibly gets the instruction maybe, she also gets the management of the letting of that property, of course, as well. But she's positioning herself as the transparent expert who is generous. It's about generosity. This whole thing is coming back to generosity.
Give without expectation
absolutely,
of return.
Absolutely. Give without expectation of return, and you'll find it just comes to you. So the public's moving. They want, you know, when you buy something, you can expect to go online free of charge and see some very helpful guy doing a video of how to use it or how to fix
yes.
it. You know, what's that all about? I'm thinking, child of Thatcher here, thinking, where's the money? But actually, we live in a much more generous population. Problem and opportunity there is there's a generosity with reviews as well. And so there's now an expectation that when you buy something, you'll review it. Now, when I buy something, whatever it is, I bought something the other day, a coffee machine, and I got an email saying, don't forget to review your purchase. And I'm thinking, well, why? I bought the coffee machine, I'm happy with it, why review it? But that's me. But the way things are moving and harnessing this now is that there's a social expectation. Oh yes, I mustn't forget to review the coffee machine. It's my social duty to do that. And that's
social duty. Wow, that's fascinating.
A social duty to review things that you buy. So
you've got a point there.
So with agents, unless you're giving, if people are expecting to do reviews, you need to give the sort of service that they will willingly give a glowing
review.
Will
want to.
They will deliberately go out and want to tell people how good you are. And just as readily, they'll tell you how bad they are as well. Oh. And because of social media, it's all just going to fly everywhere. This is the new marketing. So you need to be there with the right reviews and fueling those reviews and that reputation with the content that you're placing on those places yourself. And another area where agents need to be more generous as well with this expectation of the public of generosity is to remove their sole agency period. We've spoken about this in another video, I know. But again, it's selfish to have a long period of sole agency. It's generous and attractive to have no period of sole agency. Just fire me if you're not happy. Effective because it gets you more instructions.
True.
But most agents forget to use it. If somebody asks, we'll reduce the period of sole agency. I said, no, go out there and say, beware, some agents will try and tie you into a long period of sole agency. We don't. So make it part of your presentation, your conversation, rather.
Interesting. Richard, you're a star.
Very well.
Cheers.